You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
If that's yes.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Computer says no.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Welcome to The Scoop. This is episode 12. I'm Billy Strotter, and I am joined by Jess this week.
What's up?
Hi, Jess. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
I am good. I've been gone for a couple of weeks.
I know. I haven't seen you here. I was wondering what was going on.
I know. So lately I've been doing like one podcast, then off for 2 weeks, and then back again. It's, you know, vacation, work, those sort of life.
Life is busy.
Yeah.
Last time I checked, so.
And we were just in Toronto, which was a great trip. Got to do some really cool things. Got to ride some transit, which is actually pretty important considering that we have an election that's tomorrow.
And sort of a big deal.
It is a little bit of a big deal. And so I'd encourage everybody to at least consider voting yes for regional transit. It was really cool seeing how you can get around Toronto with a combination of taxis, Uber, light rail, and riding the train. We actually took the train from Windsor into Toronto, which was super relaxing. Oh. And, you know, I ended up working part of the trip there. But just the ability to be able to work instead of spending 4 hours driving, which just feels like wasted time to me.
It is.
Out of that, I mean, speaking of the election, I have to say I cannot wait until this election is over.
Oh, my God. Me too. I've unfollowed family members and so many friends on Facebook. Like, I'm not going to delete you. I'll just follow you again after the election because I can't. I want my timeline filled up with, like, kitty videos and puppy videos, not, you know, Hillary and Trump.
Right. We want puppies, kittens, and unicorns, like the fluffy, fun things that social media should be about. And I mean,
let me live in my bubble, okay?
Yeah.
Stop ruining it and bursting it.
I mean, while it's certainly a platform for sharing things that are important to you, like, it's just reached an all-time, it feels like, low of, like, all you see are people saying, if you vote for Trump or if you vote for Hillary, you're an idiot.
Well, yeah, and honestly, like, it's none of your business to judge people on who they vote for. Just because you don't want to vote for somebody doesn't mean that somebody else can't. Like, we're all entitled to, I don't know, free speech and our own opinions. So this is a free country, supposedly, last time I checked.
You're absolutely right. Exactly. And so, hopefully when it's all said and done and the votes are tallied and it's gone through, a week from now, life goes back to normal.
Right.
One can hope.
I'm hoping. I figured I'll probably wait a couple weeks after the election to, you know, follow
those people. To do the follow back?
Yeah. Because either way it goes, someone's going to be unhappy and just going to be unloading on Facebook. So.
Right. Of course.
I will wait.
For those that are in the same boat, that are just like, I can't, I'm just avoiding social media, just trying to figure out what to do with my life. BuzzFeed was live today for about 4 hours, and what they did was they had a live feed of dog versus cat.
Ooh.
So if you wanted to vote, you could like for dog or vote heart for cat.
I vote dog. What do you vote? Are you a dog person?
I'm a dog
or cat
person. I mean, we have
Me
cats.
Too. Yeah.
Well, I'll clarify. I always say that my wife has cats and I have a dog. But I mean, certainly we have furry animals in our family. So we have a cat, two cats, and a dog, a golden retriever. But I'm definitely a dog person.
Me too.
Yeah.
Cats are adorable and they do really cute stuff, but they don't listen to anything.
No.
And dogs, you know, their man's best friend.
We're going to have this link. So somebody made a comment, and surprisingly, apparently people listen to the show. And one of the comments was, can Billy please make sure that he posts links of the things that he talks about somewhere? Right. So what we're going to do is if you go to socialcoopmedia.com, once the show is live for replay, we will have a list of all of the things that we talked about on the show, including the link to the BuzzFeed BuzzFeed Facebook Live. But certainly if you go to BuzzFeed on Facebook, you can see that. And the thing that was crazy about it is that Dog got 456,000 votes.
Okay.
While Cat only received 205,000.
I believe it.
Well, it's, you know, part of it, I think, is the fact that Dog, and we're just going to call him Dog, looks very engaged, right? He's looking directly at you while the cat is just kind of like, huh, is that a squirrel? Right? The cat just seems so disinterested in whatever is going on right now.
Well, that's also their personalities, too. So there's that.
But that's the fun part of social media, right? So, you know, 11 million people viewed it. There were 144,000 comments, and it was shared 47,000 times.
Wow.
So clearly people are like, I am ready for just a little bit of fun when it comes to this election, because it's been so serious as of late.
So serious and so intense. It has, however, been, you know, comedic. Like, just, and I'm not picking one over the other right now. I'm just saying, like, Hillary Clinton's advertisements, her, like, whatever you call it, the...
You're talking about the commercials?
Yeah. So they're hilarious, just the way they start off and like throughout the whole thing. Like, it's comedy to me. Like,
I'm dying laughing every time. Yeah.
That's like the only good thing about this election is the commercials.
Oh, yeah. It feels like you're constantly watching an episode of either Punk'd or Saturday Night Live.
Right.
And speaking of the election, we're going to stick with that for a little bit. The New York Times wrote a piece about Donald Trump and this presidential race. And he has been, you know, both candidates have, in all of the candidates, I mean, even the ones that you don't know about, have been using social media quite a bit just to get the word out, spread the word about what they stand for, what they believe in. Donald Trump has struggled with just saying whatever comes to mind on Twitter. And it's gotten him in trouble several times. And again, this article will be available. We'll share it on our website. But the thing that finally happened was that his aides have finally wrested away from him his Twitter account. Like, they've taken it over and they're like, listen, like, we only have a week left in this election. You're going to sit in the corner. You can certainly tell us all the things that you want to say, and we'll determine whether or not that needs to go on social.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So that was really kind of interesting, because he's been certainly less than polished when it comes to how he posts on social media. And even
that's literally the nicest way you could put it.
Right.
So,
yeah, that's I, you know, we're just going to make it nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even Facebook internally, they were having some discussions about why Facebook wasn't censoring or taking down some of the posts that he was putting out, because they felt like they were some of the posts felt like they were bullying. Mm-hmm. And so even internally, Facebook was discussing how they wanted to handle that. So it's been difficult all the way around for people just trying to figure out how to navigate the waters right now.
Yeah, that's a tough call over at, you know, Facebook headquarters. Like, okay, well, what do we do about this?
Right.
Do we censor that harshly, especially on somebody that could become president?
Right, right, exactly.
It's a tough spot to be in.
Yeah, and considering that, you know, a lot of the things that were that they were discussing went against Facebook's terms of service.
Right.
And yet they stayed up.
Right.
And, you know, the decision was made that since this is a person running for president, that they need to it's a part of who they are. And so it needs to still be made public so people can understand the implications of your vote.
Yeah. Again, tough spot for Facebook to be in.
Yeah. But everything has changed. I mean, you go back to when Obama was running for the first time and just how they use social media to get people motivated and get the word out and get people interested in voting. It's just, it's completely changed the way that we interact with one another when it comes election time. And anytime it's election season, it's, I feel like it's better off to just delete Facebook off of my phone, because I just, right. You're scrolling through and all you see is, like, you know, stuff about the election.
Yeah, it's definitely nonstop. So I've been scrolling past it lately just to, you know, the happy videos.
Yeah, it's getting harder and harder to find those happy videos.
It really is. Yeah. You got to like weed through, you know, it's like a 10-to-1 ratio.
Oh,
except for a couple of friends that I have on there that just constantly post happy stuff. And I'm like, all right, maybe I'll just follow you.
Yeah. And so, you know, in the you know what? The cool thing is that you can actually hide posts from people and then you can reemerge them like you're about to do when the election is over.
Yeah.
But, you know, speaking of transitions and the election when it's over, the White House ended up detailing how they're going to transition the social media accounts because, you know, you have the POTUS account. So what will happen is that's going to be given over to the new president on January 20th. And so that account currently has 11 million followers.
Oh, wow.
And what will happen is that those followers will stay, but the Twitter account will have no tweets on its timeline. So like all of President Obama's tweets will be viewable on POTUS 44
right.
because of him being 44th. Right. So and then the same thing with like FLOTUS and then like the press secretary and VP, those will all be transitioned to the number of president he was so that there's a historical documentation of all of the tweets that were sent out.
Right.
From
but
those
it
profiles.
Won't all be under just POTUS because
right,
obviously that changes.
Right. And so unlike it is for other social media profiles where you can look at the history of what people have said, it'll be transitioned to its own separate account so that the current POTUS will have a clean slate to start from, which is really pretty cool to see.
That's nice, actually. That's how it should be. So
yeah.
It's good that it's that way. You shouldn't, you know, be going through whoever the next president is going to be and then run across a tweet from, you know, Obama and be like, oh, well, that really shouldn't be there.
Right. Yeah. Because then, you know, the trouble comes with because it's not everyone is signed that he wrote. So it becomes a question of just making sure that it's attributed to the correct person. So that's always interesting. So again, social media has completely changed the way that we do things. And it's really cool to see POTUS have his own or her own, I should say, at some point, which could potentially happen, Twitter account. So some sad news while we're talking about Twitter, Vine. Vine is going away. So have you ever used Vine, Jess?
No, I'm curious. Break it down for me. What's it about?
Yeah, so Vine is like you can do like little snippets of video, but they're only 6 seconds long.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then they just loop over and over again. And so people get really creative at the loops and how they loop things. But like it's just one of those outlier platforms that was really fun, but it just struggled to hit mainstream. And so it's kind of sad to see it go away. So like there was this really cool thing called Do It for the Vine.
Right.
So people would say Do It for the Vine. And then, you know, the response would be, I ain't going to do it. Do it for the Vine. I ain't going to do it. So, again, I'll post some of the best vines somewhere so that you guys can see that. But, you know, it's going to be dead. Twitter is killing it off. But you'll still be able to see some of the best vines. People will be able to download it.
So are they buying them out? Or they're just going under because Facebook Live and
it's just
Periscope
one of those things.
And everything else kind of took off, and you can do longer than 6 seconds.
Right? Yeah. Well, Twitter's struggling financially, and so it's just one of those things where they don't really want to put more resources into maintaining
cut your losses.
And it's difficult. It's really a difficult platform for them to make money on.
Right.
So they're saying goodbye. So it's RIP Vine. Which is really, really sad. I mean, even like, damn, Daniel, do it again. Right. So all of those things are going away. But we'll pour one out for Vine.
We will.
Yeah. Periscope. You mentioned Periscope.
Yeah.
Which is another really cool platform, but also struggling because of what's going on with Facebook Live.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they still have – so the thing that's always interesting – is that when you look at platforms like Periscope, you know, people who are in the United States are like, oh, well, I don't use it, so no one uses it. But it turns out, right, you have lots of users that are outside of the United States, all across the world. Mm-hmm. And so Periscope is still pretty much a player. But what they've done is they have created a new way for you to broadcast live video.
So
normally what you have to do is you would use your phone and you would hold it up and, you know, you get a little bit of shakiness.
Yeah.
So they followed in Facebook's footsteps to where you can use like professional cameras and then you can connect that in to Periscope so that you can have multiple camera angles. And then you can run that through your Periscope account.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So it's like live broadcasting, but you're using high-quality, high-definition video versus just using your phone, which can sometimes get a little...
Suck.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, and you see that sometimes a lot with Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Like, I don't... Dude, what are you doing? I can't see. And why stop shaking the phone? Yeah, so it's called Periscope Producer. And so, you know, the idea is that they just want to get away from – people can still use their mobile phones, but they want to give them an opportunity to do more high-quality video from external sources. Like, so you can use streaming software and professional cameras.
Cool. Yeah. They got to stay relevant somehow because Facebook Live is just stealing everyone's glory.
Right.
So,
yeah,
you know, there's that.
And Facebook is great at taking things that are popular on other platforms and – bringing it to the masses because as a user,
you already have your audience there that you want to send it to anyways, and it'll pop up in their news feed and boom, it's there. So they just took something brilliant and enhanced it.
Yes, they have. And that's what Facebook is great at. They want to try to keep people on their platform.
Mm-hmm.
And so like with Messenger or them buying WhatsApp or buying Instagram, they're creating a way for you're constantly engaged. And what they're really interested in is the data. Like, what are you doing? What are you interested in? What are you taking pictures of? Where do you go? And that way, they're able to sell that data to advertisers. Because at the end of the day, it's all about
making
dollars.
It all comes down to that. Whenever I look up something on my phone and I Google it, then I see a suggestion on Facebook when I go on there. Like this page. Like, oh, you're sneaky.
I know. They're really, really good at that.
Yes.
And speaking of stealing things, you know, Facebook had stole some things from Snapchat. So like Instagram stories, that's very much borrowed from Snapchat.
Right.
And so Snapchat, in trying to make the user experience a little bit better, has they have this thing called auto-advance. So like when you're watching someone's story, what it does is it'll auto-advance to the next person. And you're like, I really don't want to see that right now.
Right.
So they're actually getting rid of the auto advance feature to give you a little more control over what you watch and when you watch it.
Right.
So that you don't have to watch everybody's crappy snaps. If they're right. So we'll make that. Maybe that's a thing. Crappy snaps. Hashtag that. Let's see. I feel like I have not taken a breath. There's so many things to get to, which is it's just been kind of, but that's what happens when you're off for 2 weeks, right?
Well, that, and it's social media, and there's an election tomorrow, so there are tons of things to talk about. So
there's so many things. I mean, the list is long. So the other thing that I want to talk about before we hop off for just a quick break is Pinterest. So Pinterest is like one of those platforms where it's mostly women that use Pinterest.
Mm-hmm.
You have a few guys that use it, but it's like one of those visual bookmarking sites, which is really coming to its own. It's like where you pin like your dreams, like your dream home, your dream outfit, your dream hair.
Or like, you know, tips for, hey, I tried this home, you know, hair mask.
Right.
Use this. And you're like, oh, I would have never known about this if it wasn't for Pinterest.
Yeah. So I started out using Pinterest early on, but my interest has sort of waned once I figured out how to use it. But they continue to roll out new features. One of them actually is, because ultimately what ends up happening in social media is after you start losing organic sort of reach where people like you could share something and someone would see it without you having to pay any money.
Right.
That's really good organic reach, but that's harder and harder to get.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of these sites, as they try to monetize, start pushing people towards paid advertisements.
Right.
So one of the things that Pinterest is rolling out is the ability to retarget people. So you can now put code on your website to retarget people and show them advertisements based on things that they're doing on your website. So let's say that you're shopping for something at H&M.
Right.
And then now H&M can retarget you on Pinterest. So they can show you promoted pins based on what you looked at on their website.
Oh.
Right? So the idea is to really try to customize the experience.
Right.
So you're customizing the experience for the customer. Yes. And trying to be as relevant as possible. So whether you're on Facebook or you're on Twitter mm-hmm. or you're doing a Google search or you're reading something on ESPN, you're seeing ads that have been made specifically to what your interests are based on what you've shopped for. So that's really a great way for marketers to continue to make sure that they're laser focused on bringing people back based on their interests.
It's brilliant how far along technology has come, isn't it?
I know. It's so fancy. Yeah. So, you know, that's it for right now. We're going to just take a quick break and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about Facebook Live, actually watching Facebook Live on your television, and then a couple of other cool things that have happened with Facebook, and then some social platform features that you need to know. And then we may even talk about social media customer service. So thanks for listening, and we'll be right back.
The Imagine Theater's first ever video game night takes place on November 16th at the Imagine Theater in Royal Oak. Hosted by Activate's own Bailey Ray, you can play against friends and enemies in the newest sports games on the hottest systems. Get your hands on the latest in virtual reality or enjoy retro living rooms with the systems to match. Drink and food specials including an all-you-can-eat taco and nacho bar, as well as door prizes and giveaways all night. Space is limited, so go to ActivateGaming.com/Imagine to reserve your spot today. That's ACTIV, the number 8, gaming.com/Imagine.
All right. Welcome back to The Scoop. I'm Billy Strotter. This is episode 12, and I am joined by Jess.
Hey.
And we are talking all things social media and things that are new and things that are constantly changing. Because inevitably with social media, what you thought was good yesterday is not good tomorrow.
Or maybe not even there tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true. So as we were talking about Facebook on the first segment, and as we move into segment two, you know, we're going to stick with Facebook for a little bit. There is a new way to watch video on Facebook. So, you know, as we all are, you know, we all eventually get older, and the little tiny screens that we watch, either the screens are going to have to get bigger or we're going to have to start watching some of the videos on a television.
Right.
And Facebook has rolled out a new feature that allows you to watch video from Facebook Live on your TV.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So all you have to do is you find a video you want to watch on your phone or even on a desktop, and then there's a TV symbol in the top right-hand corner, and all you have to do is select the device you want the video to stream on, and then you're able to step three is to just enjoy the video right from your TV. Which is pretty cool.
That is actually pretty awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, now that you you can go from watching on a little tiny screen to the big giant television that you have in your living room.
I think that's awesome because I have horrible eyesight and I have yet to get contacts, so I squint at everything.
All right. Yeah. So I, you know, there was the I was at a Lions game a couple of weeks ago, and so one of my friends, our old neighbor, had on readers, and I was making fun of her because it was like, oh, yeah.
Like
the kind of readers that you – with magnifying glass in it
gotcha.
So that you can just – it makes everything bigger. And she's like, listen, like just trust me, in 6 months you're going to need those. And I feel like if I can avoid readers by just pushing everything onto my large TV – from Facebook or YouTube, then I'm just going to do that to avoid walking around with readers.
Yeah, I would totally do that as well.
I am not ready for readers. So age, be on my side. So another really cool feature that's been rolled out from Facebook is it's called recommendations. And so the way that works is, have you ever – so when you're on Facebook, do you ever see people that are like, hey, does anybody have a recommendation for a good restaurant to go see?
Yeah, I've seen that lady lately looking for – and then it says recommendations.
Right.
And I'm like, where did this come from? But it's awesome.
It is. It's a new feature that Facebook rolled out that allows people to ask for specific recommendations, like, hey, I'm going to Toronto or I'm going to Sacramento. Does anybody have a recommendation for a really cool restaurant? And so you can put you can create a post that says so-and-so is looking for a recommendation for this. And so people can respond with their recommendations. So it's just a really cool way for your friends to give you recommendations and help you figure out where you want to go, where you want to eat, where you want to visit.
Yeah, absolutely. And, even if I'm not even out of town and I'm just in a different city, like, hey, I'm looking for – I'm hungry and I want to go grab brunch recommendations. Right. And someone can be like, oh, yeah, this place.
Yeah.
That's helpful because who knows? I could go to a different place that wouldn't be as bad and I could have had a better experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
– and depending on your proximity to the location, there's a map feature so that you can see exactly – how far away you are from the recommendation.
Oh.
And then you can get directions and, you know, you can click on the map and get directions right to whatever it is that is your fancy.
That is a cool, cool little feature. I like that they added that. Most definitely.
So, I mean, the idea is just Facebook is all about trying to make your life easier, which is ultimately about keeping you on their platform.
Right.
Yeah. Which is, at the end, is ultimately about making dollars.
Yes. Which is why they have the Facebook Live and Instagram. So it all stays in one place and it's all tied together.
One big happy family.
It's brilliant, really.
Yeah, it really is.
I wish I would have come up with it. Yeah. I'll just say that.
Well, you know, it's interesting when you think about Facebook and you look back, and we were, during the break, we were talking briefly about MySpace and like all the customization that you could do. And to me, it's amazing that considering how old Facebook is, that it's still relevant. People still post every day.
And you know what? I think it would be really, really cool if Facebook went along and, you know, created something so you could have like a little 5-song playlist or something while people are looking at your Facebook, or even like 10 songs. And that's the things that I do miss about MySpace is the playlist you could put up and then also like customizing your background and stuff, which was really cool because now it's just very bland.
Yeah.
So it would be cool if you could have like a sweet wallpaper of your choosing or whatever. Right. So get on that, Facebook.
Yeah. You know, well, part of the reason that they did that is, you know, what ended up making MySpace so difficult to navigate is the more people would customize their MySpace profile, the longer it would take to load.
Right.
And so it really lowered the user experience. And so Facebook really wanted to control that to make sure that your profile would load fast, that any content that you're looking at loads faster. Right. I mean, you can certainly do a playlist. Like if you're listening to Spotify, you can share.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So anytime you're listening to Spotify, you can have it automatically post to Facebook like so-and-so is listening to this. But it doesn't always, you know, Facebook, because of their algorithm, you don't always see what everyone posts, right?
Right. So that's like always somebody would downside. Have to like directly go to my site, which, you know, they would be doing anyways if they wanted to check out that playlist.
Yeah. So you want to see what I'm listening to? Check out my profile.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about – there are a few other changes that have come out with social media when it comes to just things that you probably need to know. Twitter has rolled out filters. And so one of the issues with Twitter and their filters with Twitter has always been that people – is the bullying issue with Twitter. So they've rolled out filters so that it's called a quality filter. And so basically what it does is once you turn it on, it uses an AI. So so it uses artificial intelligence and an algorithm to detect and eliminate questionable tweets from your timeline.
Right.
So you don't have to see any of the nastiness of Twitter. Right. And it updates the quality of what you see in your feed. And so it's just one of those things where they're trying to remain relevant and make your experience when you're hanging out on Twitter a little more fun. So like you can put in muted words, so you can say, I want to mute anyone that says Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton or anyone that says unicorns, right? So you can filter all of that out of your your feed on Twitter.
Everybody loves unicorns as much as they are real.
I'm pretty sure that most people
but I get
love
what you're
unicorns.
Saying. And that's pretty awesome because then you don't have to worry about seeing crap that you don't want to see.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can filter that out as you go.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So the other thing is they've introduced a new feed option on the Twitter dashboard. So what it does is it allows you to track like relevant hashtags or let's say you're a business and you want to follow mentions of your competition. You can get indicators to let you know when people are talking about your competition on Twitter. So that's another really neat feature that they've rolled out and it's called Twitter Dashboard. The other thing is they've introduced a feature called Twitter, and it's Apple's reader mode. So the idea is that when you click on an article, mm-hmm. while you're on Twitter, that it opens up instead of taking you directly to the website, you're able to read the article without leaving Twitter.
Oh,
so
awesome.
The whole idea behind it is to try to keep you on the platform. But sometimes, you know, when it comes to a platform like Twitter, which people sometimes struggle to use, mm-hmm. is you wonder if it's a little, you know, if it's too late for them and if people are just going to hang out on Facebook. Because a lot of
and if they're people, playing catch up or whatever.
Right. That's what it very much feels like they're playing catch up. And then finally, you know, Instagram has a share button, which is really cool. So that you're able to click on a button and share something that you think is really cool on Instagram.
Now, does that automatically post to your Facebook, or do you need to? Because I don't really go on Instagram. I'm just really with Facebook or whatever.
So the way that it works is that you have the ability to, when you set up your Instagram, you can connect it to your Facebook account so that when you share something on Instagram, you can share it to Facebook.
Oh, but if you choose to, you can keep them separate.
Right. You can definitely keep them separate if you want to. Huh. Yeah. And Facebook and Snapchat are always at odds. And apparently Facebook tried to buy Asia's version of Snapchat. And so that – and it's called Snow. And so it's interesting how Facebook is their obsession with Snapchat and how they continue to try to take on Snapchat. But apparently Snow turned down Facebook.
Right.
So Facebook is going to continue to try to figure out how they can borrow features from Snapchat. But so that is those are all of the things that you need to know. Threw a lot at you tonight, but it was good to be back in studio. And we will be back next week. And so that will be episode 13. And we'll talk about all things social media again. Billy Strotter. Thanks for joining us, Jess. And
we will have
all of these links available on socialcoopmedia.com. And so those will all of these links and a broadcast will be available by Thursday. So thanks again, and y'all have a good night.